想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we are talking about some fruit-related idioms.
That's right, and today we're going to be looking at, in particular, apples. So I think everyone knows about apples. Apples, they come in so many different varieties. And for some reason, in English, there are so many different idioms and sayings around apples.
苹果好像在英美文化中有非常重要的文化属性，所以也有很多的 idiom 短语是跟苹果有关的。
That's right. So we're going to take a look at a few here. So starting off, as American as apple pie. So basically saying that, that apple pie is the, you know, the epitome of being American. And so if you're as American as apple pie, well, then you're just very American.
苹果馅饼是非常具有美国特色的一种食品。那 as American as apple pie 就是说像苹果馅饼一样的极具美国特色。
Yeah, so baseball, jeans, hamburgers, the American flag...fireworks on 4th of July, things
Disney,
like that.
Disney, something like that.
Yeah, as American as apple pie. And the second one, you can compare apples and oranges. And this is actually one of my favorites, because what happens a lot of times is people, they like to make comparisons between what seem like are similar things. You know, apples and oranges, they're both fruits. But if you look at it, it's impossible to compare them because they're just so different.
当你在指出别人逻辑上的错误的时候，你可以用这样的短语 comparing apples and oranges, 就是把完全不一样的东西放在一起比较。
Right, and then there is the apple of someone's eye, so a favorite or well-liked person. So for example, you know, my children are the apple of my eye.
So for anyone who has heard the song, you're the apple of my eye, right?
I have no idea what that is.
What? Are you an American?
I am.
This is
but not as American as apple pie.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So apple of one's eye 就是极为珍视的人，非常珍爱的人。
And then the apple never falls far from the tree. So a person's personality traits are close to those of a person's parents. This can be good and bad, in fact. And usually the way that I remember hearing it is usually it's used in kind of a negative context. So, you know, his parents or her parents, you know, they weren't very nice people. Well, you know, the apple never really falls that far from the tree.
I see. 这有点像中文里面的有其父必有其子。那说苹果落地离树不远也是一个意思。这个短语呢本来是有褒义也有贬义，但是在应用中呢好像是贬义的应用居多。
And then as sure as God made little green apples basically just means that you're very certain. So I'm as sure of this as sure as God made little green apples.
当你对一件事情确认无疑毫无疑问的时候，你就可以说 as sure as God made little green apples.
And then to be a bad apple or a rotten apple is to be a bad person. You can also say one bad or rotten apple can spoil the whole bunch or barrel so that one flawed person can basically undermine an effort or a group. And then you can be rotten to the core to be thoroughly bad or worthless.
Bad apple 就是坏家伙 rotten apple 也是这个意思。而 one bad apple spoils the whole bunch 有点像中文里面的一粒老鼠屎坏了一锅粥的意思。或者是说害群之马，而 rotten to the core 就是说这个家伙坏透了。
And then there is a how do you like them apples? It's kind of a rhetorical question, not really looking for an answer. Usually it can be a neutral or taunting, just kind of you take a look at a situation, and you've, for example, maybe you've created a situation where the other person isn't going to like it, and then you're kind of poking at them, saying, well, how do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? 就好像是用有一点揶揄的口气问或者是反问。这事儿你怎么看？这回你怎么看？
Yeah, perhaps a good example might be, you know, when you're a kid and, you know, you have some really good food that you brought from home. And one of your friends wants that food and you say no because you want to eat it all. And then the next day, they bring food that you want to eat from their home and they say no. And then they also say, how do you like them apples? Right, basically just kind of throwing it in your face, like that you did something bad and they did something bad, something like that.
I see.
And then you can polish one's apple is to flatter someone. And then a flatterer is an apple polisher.
Polish one's apple 就是拍某人的马屁，而 apple polisher 则是阿谀奉承的人。
Like for example, I can polish Xiaohua's apple. You know, Xiaohua, that scarf is just so lovely today.
It doesn't work on me. Anyway.
And then the last but not least, upset the apple cart, is to ruin plans.
把苹果车给弄翻了，就是说把事情搞砸了的意思。And that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week.